You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things.
Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Hello, everyone. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today on Chuck's Favorite Things. It is Wednesday, September the 7th. So glad to be with you today. I'm continuing what I started last Wednesday with a new meditation inspirational series called Philippians, the Letter of Joy. And this is four, we call them chapters in the New Testament, four chapters of a book, which is really a letter from the Apostle Paul to a church in Philippi. And this is, 2,000 years ago. And so Paul was in prison writing this letter to these people that he loved in this church. And in today's offering to you today is we're talking about chapter 2, of course, and he talks about Jesus giving his life and being the servant of all, and that how his name is going to be exalted above all other names. He also brings into play in this chapter, talks about Timothy, and of course in the King James, which is pronounced Timotheus. I didn't say it that way when I read it, even though I'm doing King James. This is a modern version where I say Timothy, so you'll understand that. So he talks about Timothy in this letter, and also he talks about a fellow named Epaphroditus. Yes, that's not easy to say here in 2016. But Epaphroditus was an ambassador, an envoy from the church in Philippi, and maybe another church in Colossae. Not sure exactly about that, but I know from he came from Philippi and was helping Paul during his time of imprisonment and just being a helper to him. And during this time, while he's there in Rome or wherever Paul is at this moment, he is helping him, but he gets sick. And Epaphroditus is almost to the point of death, and Paul talks about that in his letter. I read online that he's not to be construed with a fellow named Epaphras in another New Testament book, but this is another character named Epaphroditus. So with no other speaking on my part about this, because it's just nice to hear the word spoken, and I've got two songs playing in the background that you might recognize. When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, very familiar tune, and also a fairly modern chorus of the last 50 years or so called He is Lord. Philippians chapter 2. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. But ye know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he hath served with me in the gospel. Him, therefore, I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. Yet I suppose it necessary to send you Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labor, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because that ye had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick, nigh unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I send him therefore the more carefully, that when you see him again you may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. Philippians chapter 2. I hope you enjoyed that meditation from Philippians chapter 2 here on this Wednesday in September. Until tomorrow, this is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for joining me on Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more.